Two-fluid implementation in MPIAMRVAC, with applications in the solar chromosphere, by B. Popescu-Brailinu et al. The chromosphere is a partially ionized layer of the solar atmosphere, the transition between the photosphere where the gas is almost neutral and the fully ionized corona. As the collisional coupling between neutral and charged particles decreases in the upper part of the chromosphere, the hydrodynamical timescales may become comparable to the collisional timescale, and a two-fluid model is needed. In this paper, we describe the implementation and validation of a two-fluid model which simultaneously evolves charges and neutrals, coupled by collisions. The two-fluid equations are implemented in the fully open-source MPIAMRVAC code. In the photosphere and the lower part of the solar atmosphere, where collisions between charged and neutral particles are very frequent, an explicit time marching would be too restrictive, since for stability the time step needs to be proportional to the inverse of the collision frequency. This is overcome by evaluating the collisional terms implicitly using an explicit-implicit IMEX scheme. The cases presented cover very different collisional regimes and our results are fully consistent with related literature findings. If collisional time and length scales are smaller than the hydrodynamical scales usually considered in the solar chromosphere, density structures seen in the neutral and charged fluids are similar, with the effect of elastic collisions between charges and neutrals being similar to diffusivity. Otherwise, density structures are different and the decoupling in velocity between the two species increases. The use of IMEX schemes efficiently avoids the small timestep constraints of fully explicit implementations in strongly collisional regimes. Adaptive mesh refinement (AMRA) greatly decreases the computational cost, compared to uniform grid runs at the same effective resolution. This was two-fluid implementation in MPIAMRVAC, with applications in the solar chromosphere, by B. Popescu-Brailinu et al.